Yeah, I mean, like, 1 John 4:1 tells us to test every spirit to see if it is from God or not. So I'm, you know, I'm coming at this from, like,
yeah,
you know, teachers and that kind of thing,
yeah,
teachings, all that kind of stuff. Test whether it's, see whether they preach a true gospel of being redeemed by from sins by Jesus alone because of his death, burial, and resurrection from the dead. Run everything through the Philippians 4:8 filter, mm-hmm, see if it's worth pursuing. And of course, take every thought captive, make it obedient to Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, you know, that we're supposed to do that. Someone who does this is someone who you can tell is genuine. They're, yep, not fake. There's someone that you can follow, really. Anyone who denies Jesus is God, denies his work on the cross and resurrection from the dead for sins, is the spirit of the Antichrist. It's living within them. And they are to be steered clear of, as 1 John 4:3 says, mm-hmm, but test every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God, really.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. That's what 1 John 4:3 says. So anyone who denies Jesus, that is someone who, you know, they don't have the truth in them.
Can I say something too? Especially, yeah, I have never experienced this. Maybe it's an age thing and I just wasn't mature enough to have these conversations. But this year is the first year where I've noticed people, like, you go to the beginning, you're like, okay, does it, like, what do these things, do they line up with the word of God? So on and so forth. This has been the first year of my life where I've spoken with Christians who make it seem like the Bible is a trivial thing and not actually, oh, important or foundational.
Yeah.
And these are people, Andrew, that I know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's scary to think that there are people out there that, you know, when it comes to the Bible, well, you know, it's more of a suggestion. It's like, whoa, I can't even wrap my head around that, to think Bible's more of a suggestion and that they should base their belief in Christ, yeah, more on just their experiences.
But the interesting thing is it's actually becoming normal to,
yeah,
me. And I'm not saying that, like, to me, like, I agree with that whatsoever. I 1000% oppose that and stand against it. However, it's like just hearing these things, maybe it's just because I keep hearing them, it's just very weird. It's like this is not even, we're not talking secular people, but even people, Christians, like,
yep,
you do you, yep, you do, you find your own version of truth. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on around here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, well, the Bible talks about how in the end times,
yeah,
there are believers who are going to believe whatever they want, you know, what's ever going to tickle their ears. That's the exact wording, yeah, from Scripture. Yeah. So if it tickles their ears in a certain direction about what they believe, then that's what they're going to believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Bible warns that that's what's going to happen in the end times. And I definitely believe we are in those end times for sure.
So just closing up that question, how would you suggest that people protect themselves from even getting to that place of, oh, you know, the Bible's so old fashioned, you know, we don't do things like that anymore.
Yeah. The best thing to do is to read the Word of God, compare it, you know, Old Testament to New Testament, compare it all. Just dive right into it. Get some studies on, mm-hmm, you know, the Word of God, not just, you know, read it and go, okay, well, I read it. No, get some actual studies from, you know, credible authors that, you know, are going to show you that this is how you take the Word of God seriously, because, you know, Scripture makes it clear in 2 Timothy, you know, that the Word of God is God-breathed, you know, mm-hmm, profitable for correction, for rebuke, all those things. So for instruction. So this is what we need to do. We need to make sure that we're doing our due diligence as believers. We're actually getting into the Word. We're not just taking people at the Word and going, oh, okay, well, I guess that sounds,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, we have to take a stand. We have to make sure that we're getting in there.